At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we're giving out LGBTQ+ advice. What to do if you're feeling pressured to come out, how to eat ass, and what to do if you're bi but feel excluded in gay bars. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Happy
Pride.
Pride.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Right to you.
Happy Pride to you.
What are you proud of?
Myself.
Yeah, work. Give yourself that.
A pat on the back. This is a nice
Have you ever given a boy named Pat a piggyback ride and there's a pat on the back?
No, but now I'm thinking of our friend Pat, and next
Pat
time I
who?
See him. From Billy and Pat.
Oh, yeah,
from Pat
yeah.
and Billy.
Billy and Pat.
Which one's name do you say first?
Billy and Pat. Billy and Pat. Billy and Pat. Billy and Pat.
I can't believe. Wow, I guess.
Should we call Billy and Pat?
I feel like I just texted one of them the other day.
Cool.
Good story. Or maybe I wanted
Somebody
to.
From their wedding came up to me, and they were like, we danced at their wedding. I go,
you
I have
slow
no
dance?
I have no rec yes. I
you
said
didn't
I have
slow dance
no
at their
recollection
wedding.
Of you, but hello. Bonjour, no.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Some guy on Grindr the other day messaged me and said, I tried to say hi to you at the bar Thursday and you ignored me.
Yeah.
And
somebody
I said,
on Grindr yesterday
I said,
last
that's
night was
not
like
true. I said I wouldn't do that.
Somebody was like somebody in Orlando was named Pepperoni. Did I send you the it was the their bio, I don't mean to kink shame, but their bio was fully fledged in character as a puppy.
Okay.
And it was like, I love to yitch, skirch, a squirrel. I was like, oh my God, I gotta get going. I'm not here
Why
for the
weren't
role
you
play.
His squirrel?
I wasn't the squirrel. He
you
was...
could have been his squirrel in the role play, I mean. If you're feeling a bit nutty.
I'm just not here to act without a budget. Is this a SAG?
Yeah.
Is this
How many
SAG?
Takes do you get? Is this SAG or AFTRA?
Is this SAG
what
AFTRA?
Is that even
I don't
mean?
Even know. You know when, like, when you
when
do
people...
an acting thing and everyone on set has to be in the union, does that apply to furry pup play?
Yes. You've got to be in the union.
I'll ask him next time.
Yeah.
Pepperoni.
I know you faved him. Just message
I was,
him.
I was definitely interested in the pepperoni aspect.
Yeah.
But I was not here for the pepperoni.
Would you eat a pepperoni?
What does that mean?
The like dog treat.
You know? Oh, that's a real dog treat?
Yeah, pepperoni.
That's clever.
It's like dog treats that are smell like pepperoni.
No, yum. Yes, I would eat. Once I took a handful of what I thought was Cocoa Puffs because my parents would always put our cereals in like these Tupperware containers. And it turned out to be dog food.
How was it?
It was in my mouth. Pepperoni, Amy.
Are you ready for me?
Are you ready for me? Are you ready for pepperoni?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Drag Race so far? Speaking of Pride Month.
This is going to be
comes
like,
out next week.
No, like right? 2 weeks.
Oh,
this
well
is,
then.
This is going to be only
okay,
four
okay,
girls left.
Final statement of who you want final three. Because so far we had a spoiler, Valentina exit. Surprise.
Surprise exit.
Which threw off my final three.
Yeah, I thought
was she in
I
your,
thought Valentina
was
Trinity
she in
and Shay had it locked down final three.
You know, I don't know who I want. I thought I wanted
and I thought Valentina was the only one who could challenge Shay to actually win, and now I just think Shay's winning no matter what.
I think Shay is final three for sure. I think Trinity is final three. I think who I'm rooting for officially.
Yep. Officially.
It was Trinity, but now I'm really kind of digging Sasha. Sasha's my number one.
Sasha's just very middle of the road for me.
That's outrageous.
Like, she only wins when she's, like, teamed up with Shay.
Shay only wins when she's teamed up with
somebody I never else. Like boy chest drag, okay, which just isn't for me, I guess.
Okay, that's fine.
I understand it, and I appreciate everyone doing their own art form, but...
Whatever.
I don't love it.
Okay, cool. Well, okay. So, outside of Drag Race, what else is going on in the world? It's Pride Month.
It is Pride Month. That's why we decorated and put gay flags everywhere.
It's beautiful.
And Pride flags.
Gay,
well, yeah, that.
There's Pride flags for the whole community. There's a bi
I wish we would have had...
There's a trans Pride flag.
I wish we would have had one of the bear Pride flags with the paw print.
Next year. We'll do a celebration of bears next Pride.
Oh, my
God. We'll do a bear episode.
We should do a whole bear episode and get in a bear stripper for you.
And wear bear onesies?
I don't
have
that anymore.
I don't
burned a hole in it. I got rid of it.
What happened? How'd you burn the hole?
It was at
cigarette
a camping trip.
Oh, cool. Cool.
I was a bear in the woods.
Just a simple bear.
Just a simple bear.
Were you having a barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's Pride. I have a Labor Gay barbecue.
I hate everything about you.
Memorial
That's why
gay,
we don't have rights.
Memorial Gay Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Well, since it was a Pride episode, I thought like we could answer like LGBTQ+ type advice/Pride questions.
Now, do you think the letter SpaghettiOs bowl of letters in the LGBTQ+ world is getting too long? And if so, what would be an all-encompassing word that you would use? Because I had an argument with Raymond about it. I was like, why can't we just say queer? And that can be the umbrella for everyone. He goes, I don't ascribe to that label because it was used historically as a slur. I'm like, oh my God.
What if we just...
Or why don't we just say plus?
Why don't we just call it like... Why don't we just call it like the Rainbow Connection?
Okay. Oh, a text saved from this conversation.
Well, you just want to call it the, like...
I don't know what I want. It's just letters galore, and I'm like... It's not like I'm trying to be exclusive. I'm trying to be most inclusive, but, like, not everyone has the finesse of the tongue that I do. LGBTQ+.
Well, that's question number three. We'll get to that.
Okay, what's question number one?
Question number one says... Hey, guys, so I'm gay and transgender, and my parents are basically mega allies. Mm. They're super obsessed with showing that they're supportive, more so than being actually supportive. Recently, they've started really wanting to go to Pride events, and as both of them and my sister are cis and straight, I'm their quote-unquote ticket in, as they're saying.
Oh, God.
It's so frustrating, but I have no idea how to tell them I don't want them to go and definitely don't want to go with them. Oh. Any ideas? Love, A.
So... I mean, I wouldn't say they can't go because it's open to everyone. But what I would say is, you know, A, tell your family, like, I really appreciate the support, but I feel like this might be a good opportunity for me to explore my identity on my own or with my own little crew. I so am welcome to you being there, but let me run free.
Yeah.
Because especially if you feel like you're kind of being trivialized as their quote-unquote ticket in, I would want to let that be your thing. I would say, if you guys don't mind, I want to... Or maybe you guys go together, you drive together, but then you say, I'm going to go over here, I'll see you guys, let's meet up like
you
in 2 hours.
You walk past the like picketers together?
Right, sure, yeah. I would say, let's meet up in 2 hours or something, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know how big your Pride is, because like LA Pride is much bigger and different, and you can walk away from people and not see them the rest of the day, but like
Lansing Pride we've been to is like itty bitty and like everyone sees everyone. And we went to Portland Pride last year and it was pretty small too. Like, remember the outdoor area?
Yeah, so if it's like that, I guess I validate that. Maybe you say, if you guys don't mind, if you really want to be allies, let me go do my own thing.
Yeah.
That's the most
I would definitely say take some time to have your own experience away from your parents and your sibling, and find friends to go with and to feel like you're in a safe space with. I agree.
I don't think
it's necessarily a bad thing.
This
if
is
you're,
not the worst problem in the world.
Right.
Like, let's call it what it is. Like, this is a pretty good problem to have. Like, your family wants to be there and support you. That's a great start. Worst thing possible is they're with you and they don't want you to, like, venture out on your own.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you're under 18, meaning, like, it is a safety issue for you to be going out on your own. So, like, if that's the thing, maybe it's you have to be with your family. But if you're over 18, be like, you know what? I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm an adult.
My mom wanted to come to San Francisco for her birthday in June. It's during Pride weekend. And I was like, no.
I would say no.
I was like, no, you're not
That's
allowed.
Like VidCon being during Pride. I'm like, no.
Listen, I wanted to tweet at VidCon and be like, I told you.
I'm not going for the weekend. I'm going for like a day and I'm bouncing because you know what? We have told them how many years? Problematic.
It seemed like for a while VidCon was like bouncing back and forth between June and July, but now it always seems like it's during June. One of the Pride weekends. And I'm like, it's not very
sorry.
Nice.
Goodbye.
I'm like, if it's summer for the kids,
cool for the summer.
There's lots of weeks in the summer.
Okay, question number two. Do you think we answer question number one?
I think so.
Best of luck, A.
You want to read number two?
Question number two is, so...
You want to popcorn the question?
Yeah, just pay attention, sister. So I'm a lesbian and my parents are homophobic, which already is a problem, but not the main one. And one of my friends recently came out to their parents, which isn't a bad thing, but now they are pressuring me to do the same and bragging about how they can come out and they aren't scared like me. But the thing is, I'm not just scared. It's unsafe for me to come out to my parents. They won't stop pestering me and bragging, and it makes me very sad because I know I can't come out. I feel like an awful friend for not celebrating about them coming out, and I am proud of them for coming out. It's just, I feel a bit sad because I can't too. They act like I only am not coming out because I'm stupid or whatever. Also, they act like I can't take pride in being lesbian because my parents are homophobic. Even though I am proud to be LGBTQ+, I just can't talk about it because of my parents. How do I politely tell my friend to stop? Thank you. Love the podcast. E.
That's tough.
That's a toughie.
I'm not excited. I'm glad that you're taking care of yourself and recognizing what environment is safe and what environment isn't safe for you to come out. So that's totally important. I would just have you tried talking to your friend and saying, hey, listen, my parents don't get it. I don't feel safe doing it. I don't appreciate. It's not like I'm trying to hide anything.
It's not like this was a pregnancy pact. You didn't tell each other, like, I'm going to do this only if you do this
right.
too. Everyone's on their own journey. And I feel like for an LGBTQ+ person to not understand that about another person in the community is kind of like, I would say it's annoying.
Yeah.
Like, girl, you knew that you were on your journey. Why can't I also be on my journey?
Yeah.
Is what I would say to them. I would just get real with them.
It reminds me a lot of when I was in college. I had a lot of friends that would say, oh, come out to your parents. It'll be fine. Like, I'm sure they already know. And they really, I don't feel like they pressured me to do so, but came across as them trying to like reassure me that it would be okay. So maybe your friends
just... There's a fine line.
Right. Maybe your friends trying to help you, and until you let them know, hey, I'm feeling pressured to do this and I'm not ready and I wish you would respect that, then I think...
If you were to say it like that, where it's just like, listen. Yeah. Like instead of being defensive or like snapping back or like joking back or anything, if you were to be like honest and real for half a minute and be like, I just am not ready.
Yeah.
Period. There's not a world where a good friend wouldn't recognize that you're being real with them and
yeah.
be like, oh, shit, I'm overstepping my boundaries. And maybe you guys are like 12, 13, and maybe it's just like a different environment, or maybe there's not a maturity level to your friend yet. But if you were just real with them and you explain, like, I don't feel safe doing it,
yeah.
a good friend would recognize that.
It's your journey. I mean, at the end of the day, don't let anyone else pressure you to do anything until you're ready. And I'm glad you're kind of standing your ground. But yeah, definitely just have a conversation. If they're a good friend and they understand, they'll back off.
I
hope.
Plus, the last thing I'm going to say is, just because you have things in common with somebody doesn't make them necessarily a good person. Like, you might feel like, oh my God, it's so great to have this other person who identifies like I do that I can talk to and we get each other. But like, that doesn't automatically make them somebody who gets it of how to be nice or how to be patient. So like, recognize that, okay, sure, there might be a positive to your friendship and relationship and that you have somebody to commiserate with or talk to or relate to or anything like that, but that doesn't make them a good friend necessarily. And what I'm getting, if you're honest and real with them about you're not ready and they're still upset with you, maybe they're not a good friend. I think that's like a fair assessment. If they don't get it and you still explain to them and they still don't get it,
right.
they might not be a good friend for you. I don't know. And that's something worth recognizing. Because if you recognize that, you're able to take care of yourself better. Question number three.
Oh, you're going to make me read this
one? You read it to me.
Hi, Corey and Tyler. As a newly out gay man who is just beginning to explore his taste for adult slumber parties with men.
Ooh, work.
I wanted to know if you could tell me about eating ass.
Oh, my God.
I've never done it nor had it done to me, but I'm nervous for both. Do you have any advice to help calm my fears? Thanks,
well,
babes.
I have no experience, so I have no, I have nothing to say.
Oh, she has no experience.
You make me seem like some type of connoisseur down in that.
I know you like to eat.
Sewer.
I know. Did you say down in that county sewer?
Cunty sewer. County connoisseur. Anyway, R.
R's got the question.
R has questions.
This reminded me, I was like, remember when we had an episode called How to Suck Dick?
No, I don't. Is this How to Eat Ass? This is the How to Eat Ass Queens edition.
Well, they came to the right place.
So what's the question? How do you do it? How do you prepare
for it? They just
want to
know, like,
when should you do it? What should you fear?
R's nervous for both.
That's four things. Both implies two. So the reason you might want to eat ass...
I don't think they're asking, like, why would I want to?
But there's
to?
People out there that are like, what are these gay people up to? Bitch, there's a thing called, what is it, erogenous zones?
Yeah.
You got your armpit, you got your navel, you got your ear, your neck,
feet.
Your feet, your neck,
nipples.
Back, pussy, crack, yeah. Nipple.
Own a business.
Own a business, get a job, suck a dick.
Eat an ass.
One of those zones...
The danger zone.
Those zones
What's your
are...
favorite erogenous zone?
I don't want to say on the air.
For someone to, like, get you warmed up.
Oh, my God. To, like, make it pink and then...
Yeah.
Wait, what is the next step?
Pink up.
Pink up and then what?
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw. I don't know if I have a favorite. I like a combination. You remember that Friends episode?
Yeah. A 3, 4, 5.
I like a 3, 4, 5,
a
six.
One.
3, 4, 5.
A one.
One, one,
one,
one.
Six.
Ten.
Seven.
Ten,
I think it just
ten.
Goes to seven.
You only have seven?
Monica only had seven.
My eyeballs are erogenous zones. You want to lick them?
Your earlobes?
Earlobes are totally one.
The
I
whole
like
ear?
I like an ear moment. But I don't
want
like somebody
no
who's
sloppy,
like...
Sloppy in my ear.
There's a finesse to... Really playing with the ear moment.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's too much, and I'm like, you're like sucking out my eardrum.
Right. I don't want like a waterfall going on in my ear.
I don't
ear.
Want you to like clap outside my ear with your butt.
Do you want him to like
clap?
Do you want him to like your ear inside of it? Like a little.
With floss?
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, eating ass.
Yeah.
So the reason it's an erogenous zone is because it's. So many, what are those things?
Sensors?
Close, that's like the word.
Nerve endings?
Nerve endings, honey. She's giving you nerve ending. So there's, and plus it's like a, it's kind of like, I feel like with society, it's kind of like a risky place to play. Not risky, well, could be risky. But like, it's more, it's out of the box, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to know about eating ass?
They've never done it.
You act like I'm the expert. I'm not.
They said this was to both of us.
You said this. You said right before we started, you said question three is specifically for you.
No, because you said something about they've got the finesse of the tongue.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I saw a BuzzFeed post about how to eat ass, and it was a cartoon, and it was like,
maybe
it's
they
not
should.
Just, well, first of all, it's an, what is it, a nomenclature? What's that word mean?
I don't even know.
You're the English major.
A nomenclature?
Is that a
it's
word?
It's like a nickname.
Yeah. So eating ass implies you're chomping down Julie Brown, fork and knife.
Yeah.
But no.
Fork and knife.
You want to be gentle.
Oh, right. Don't bite it.
Yeah, don't bite the booty. You don't want to gnaw on it like grizzly fat.
You mean gristly fat?
Yeah. What did I say?
I thought you said grizzly fat, like a bear.
What's the difference?
Gristle.
Grizzle.
Gristle.
Is your asshole gristle or grizzle?
Both. Miss Grizzle to you.
Like Miss Frizzle, but Miss Grizzle?
Miss Grizzle to you.
Okay. You don't want to gnaw on it. You don't want to chomp.
Wouldn't you just say it's like making out?
Yeah. You
like
I
giving
would say,
a sweet, tender kiss?
I saw something, but this was for eating out a girl, so I don't really know if that translates, but I kind of think it must be the same.
Pretty similar.
About drawing out the alphabet?
I've never believed
that. Do people do that?
I've never believed what do you, in that.
Like, do you ever just, like, you're the down there and you just, you're just sort of writing out like, the lyrics of pop?
You're like, is this a cursive K?
Free my mind, pop.
Or suddenly the Koontz is you.
Suddenly the Koontz is me. No, I guess you could, that's the technique. But the cartoon that I saw was like, you want to, the more spit involved, the better.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I'm not confirming or denying, but that's what that tutorial said.
Yeah.
Tutorial. You want to make sure, here's a good tip. If you're about to eat ass, just be like, would you consider yourself, I don't know if this is the verbiage I would use, would you consider yourself prepared for me to be doing that?
That's not a bad question to ask.
Because you don't want to go down there and leave with a full stomach. Let me just tell you that.
Oh, leave with a full stomach.
Well, I'm not saying you're going to really indulge.
Fork and knife.
Make sure it's, here's some good guidelines.
Make sure everyone's prepared.
Make sure everyone's prepared.
Be prepared from The Lion King.
Be prepared. Know that things can be transferred via eating ass.
STIs, you learn that.
STDs, parasites can give you a pair of fright. All of the above.
Yeah.
What else?
Maybe try it in the shower the first time.
What a great idea, truly. Just and then it gives everyone an opportunity to just clean up.
Yeah.
Clean up. Everybody do your share. Do your share.
happy morning, happy cleaning song. What's the one from Enchanted?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How's it go?
I just know she says,
Me in the shower cleaning up. Clean up.
Well, someone's going downtown on your Julie Brown.
So, yeah, you spit, lick, a combination of... The cartoon said do blow. Have you ever had somebody just go...
No.
Apparently, that's
a
sensation.
I've heard a lot of, like, stories of people thinking that a blow job's a...
No! What is this, second grade? Second grade.
Wow, you are really feeling your oats today.
Just one
this
oat.
Pride flag got you all riled up. Which color is your favorite?
You know, each color in the flag means something different.
I do know that.
Can you match what each thing means to each one? I think orange is friendship. Or maybe I made that up.
What? Maybe yellow would be happiness, would be
or
my
resilience
guess.
Or something.
Purple is like pride.
Why don't you look that up? I recently saw a hat that had the rainbow colors.
I recently saw someone wearing a Make America Great hat again in Mexico. I thought, can you go somewhere?
I saw a hat with a brown heart in the rainbow. I said, brown is not in the rainbow.
And what'd they say?
They didn't. I said it to alone in my room.
I remember watching a show, and they used to have pink, and then they had to take it out because
there were more colors.
The fabrics. They didn't have enough fabrics.
Yeah, fabrics. It's the fabric depletion.
What do you think pink was for?
Pink was for pop that pussy.
It was for sex. You're right.
Yes. Oh, my God. Look at me.
What do you think red was for?
Give me a hint. Oh, passion.
Life.
Yeah, that's the passion for life. Yeah.
Orange.
Orange is all about family.
Healing.
Healing with your family.
Yellow.
Yellow is sunshine and happiness.
Yes.
Yes.
Green is
nature.
Literally, yes.
Yes.
Blue is
serenity, calmness.
Art.
Finding that through art. Yeah.
And indigo is?
Indigo is when you start like an Indiegogo campaign.
Yep.
And
what are you looking for during your campaign?
Support.
Harmony.
Harmony.
Yep.
You start a Fifth Harmony Indiegogo campaign.
Perfect. And that's how it.
And that's the history of the rainbow flag. Answer your question, that is the history
of the
rainbow flag.
Did we help R out, or are they going to be traumatized for life?
The only real tip is make sure everything's clean, make sure there's consent, go have fun.
Right.
And you know what works is when there's communication between your partners, because there might be things that you think you are really giving them your best lickings. But they're like, what are you up to down there?
So if Kitty
they're
lickin'.
If they are communicative, then you're gonna have a good time.
Remember my cat, and you'd scratch the one spot and she'd give you kitty lickins?
Yeah. Corey once had a cat called
Pequeño
Little Bitch.
Pequeño Bay.
It was named Little Bitch, but then for some reason you translated it to Pequeño Bay. Anyway, it had a spot on its butt.
Gosh,
where
I can't really figure out why that would be.
If you scratch it real good in one little spot on its butt, not in its butt.
No.
I didn't finger your cat. But if you scratch on the top of its booty, its rear, if you will,
it would go crazy.
It would lick the air. It would just lick the air like crazy a crazy lickin'. Kitty lickins.
Right, question four.
So give that man your kitty lickins.
Next question.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
My boyfriend and I are both bisexual.
Work.
Normally we're okay with mild PDA, but when we go to queer bars and clubs, we barely hold hands and only give small pecks when we think no one is watching. We don't really dance together and stay away from each other at bars and clubs as well. At first, I wasn't doing this consciously, but I noticed, so I asked if he was aware that we acted like this. My boyfriend said he feels that people see us as a straight couple, which we are in a sense, since we're opposite sex, but not in the sense that we both identify as bisexual. He feels like people judging us as straight people who invade queer spaces. I try to remind him and myself that people aren't looking as nearly as much as you think they are, but he swears that he gets strange looks when we do PDA at queer or gay bars. Do you think bisexuals are more welcome in queer spaces than they are than people in a same-sex relationship? Sometimes I think so, but I want to hear both of your thoughts. Do you think there's such a thing as straight passing, as in we're straight passing couple, and is that a good or a bad thing?
So that is totally complicated.
That's from B. Very complicated.
That's a great question, because I am sure that if I were to see a opposite-sex couple, I would assume that they're straight. I would, totally. And this is a good reminder that, you know, you can't just assume people's identities and things like that. And the existence of behavior does not dictate somebody's identity.
Yeah.
So their behavior of if they're dating somebody who's the opposite gender, or if they're even married to somebody, that doesn't take away their sexual identity, so they can still be bisexual or whatever. I think there is something that exists that is maybe like a straight passing couple, because that type of couple is able to be more accepted in a straight bar, whereas I would feel the same type of discomfort kissing my boyfriend in a straight bar. So that's a tricky thing, because I think for a lot of bisexual people, and correct me if I'm wrong if you're out there is this feeling of not belonging on either side, where gay people think you're not gay enough and straight people think you're not straight enough. And so, and then from both sides, there's people that are like, oh, bi is just greedy, or oh, bi doesn't even exist. So there's this level of people don't believe in your existence of your validity and your identity, or you don't belong with this side. So that's tricky. I think what it takes is, I guess, a little bit more learning from things like this.
Yeah.
I think just even being conscious of reading this question, it makes me more aware of, okay, well, if I see an opposite gender couple, it might be bi-people.
Right, they might. We don't know how they identify necessarily.
And just not to assume.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, I can't speak a lot to the relationship status because I don't identify as bisexual. But I would say, my opinion is, if I saw a similar couple at a gay or a queer club, bar, whatever, I wouldn't necessarily think that they didn't belong, as long as you're being respectful within
totally.
The community. So that's where my perspective would come from. And I've seen couples at queer establishments that I'm glad you brought up this question, because I've definitely seen people before either holding hands or kissing, and I thought maybe they're straight, and that could completely not be the case at all.
I would say, Corey, you're right. It's about, like, behavior and respect for everyone in the club or the bar or the safe space. And it's like, I can tell if people are there and they are being obnoxious that I don't want to be friends with them. And that's not dictated by if they're straight or a girl or, you know, whatever. If they're obnoxious, they're obnoxious.
Right.
And I, like, don't want them there. But if you're, like, respectful of the space and you are nice, then if somebody tries to start shit with you, like, that's on them, if you're being nice and respectful, I think. But there is a thing, I think, what B brought up. B asked, do you think there's such a thing as straight passing, as in we're a straight passing couple? I think there are moments when you probably do feel more comfortable because you're able to express your affection for your opposite gender partner in ways that a lot of the LGBTQ plus community can't. So there is something there, but then, I mean, add in all those things that I said before of, like, people not believing in you or people right. thinking you're greedier. Like, obviously, there are disadvantages that exist, so.
That's tough.
I think it's on us within the community yeah. to be more conscious, because I would assume the LGBTQ plus community would be more, or they should be more conscious and thoughtful and accepting and inclusive, because we're all in the same boat. I think we have to consciously yeah. be thinking about it, whereas a lot of straight, heterosexual, cisgender people or couples, that's kind of on the back right. burner of their thoughts.
Like, yeah, I would never see, if I saw an opposite gender couple at a gay establishment holding hands or kissing, I wouldn't think, like, what the fuck are they doing here? As long as they're being respectful.
But there are gay people that are like that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as they're being respectful and, like, I don't know.
I'm going to say this. A lot of places that should be safe spaces for the LGBTQ plus community are not for many people within the LGBTQ plus community. A lot of gay bars are racist as hell. And a lot of gay bars are size shaming. And a lot of gay bars only accept and celebrate certain looks and types of people. And that's on us to have to fix. And that's on us to say, fuck that. Not everyone's white. Not everyone has muscles. Not everyone is, you know what I mean? Like, there's yeah. a certain look that a lot of gay bars have. And, like, if you don't fit that, you feel judged or unwelcome. And that's on, I think, the gay community and the LGBTQ plus community to be like, no, we're more inclusive than that.
I say no.
And I think there's cities that are better at that than others. Like, San Francisco, I think, is really inclusive.
I definitely feel more comfortable at gay bars in San Francisco than I ever did in L.A.
In L.A., I feel so, like, I feel like I stick out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, like, shirtless in a thong. In a thong, imagine. Like, like, you know what I mean? I'm
you
like,
in a thong?
Yes. Picture it.
Flossing.
Flossing what?
Everything.
A thong, doesn't that floss your butthole?
If you're lucky. If you got the right fit,
give that flossy,
it will.
Flossy.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's on us queer people to be better and more inclusive.
Yeah, great.
Next question.
Do you want to do another one?
Sure. So, the first two words don't even make sense. Typo or something.
I'm copy and paste. Don't yell at them.
So I invited my coworkers over for some drinks for some fun, quote unquote, team bonding. Where's this going?
Or whatever.
And one of my coworkers got a little too tipsy that night, and he ended up coming out to me as bisexual. He also said, I'm the only person he has ever told, and he feels comfortable telling me since I'm the only gay person he knows. So the next time I saw him at work, I asked if he had a good time that night, and he says he legitimately does not remember a thing. So my question is, should I tell him that he told me his secret, or wait for him to say something? He seemed very torn up about it since he was crying while he told me. Thank you, guys. This has been bothering me for a bit now, and I'm dying for some advice. That's a great question. If somebody comes out to you when they're inebriated and they don't even remember doing it.
But do you think that, like, they were actually that drunk? Or trying to be like, oh, I was so wasted, I don't remember.
I would say they could have been really, really, really fucked up. And that's like, oh, my God, what do I do?
When I was in college, I would get drunk and come out to people, and I always knew what I did in the morning.
Yeah, but in the morning where you're like, I don't even remember last night. Did we make bagel bites? Me.
Did I floss in my thong?
My version of this is like getting so blackout drunk and then whispering, I want to tell you a secret. I want to order pizza. Yeah. And then in the morning I'm like, did we? I don't even remember.
You're like, I don't even remember eating that entire large pizza.
I don't remember.
With the box and ranch dressing on the floor next to you.
I'm like pushing it down the chute.
I think I would tell the person that they told me.
I don't know. I'm going to say I wouldn't.
Really?
Tell me why you would.
I don't know if I would tell them in person or if I would, like, write them a little note or what.
What are you going to say? Bitch, remember.
I want to be like, just, I don't know. I would say, I don't know if you remember because you said you were drunk, but you said you were, like, blackout or whatever. And I want to be like, you told me that you were bisexual, and I don't know if this is something you remember or not, but I just want to let you know that your secret is safe with me. I would never tell another person. If you want to talk about it more, I'm here for you. If you don't want to talk about it at all, I'm happy to pretend that nothing happened.
Okay, that's fair. I think you wrote that out good.
Yeah.
But
and then just slip it in their denim pocket.
In their denim.
Or tell them that in person or get coffee with them. I don't know what the relationship is.
No, here's what I would do. I would just act like nothing happened unless they brought it up again. But knowing what you know now, approach every conversation.
I would have to tell them.
You let things eat away at you. I'm just like, whatever, who gives a fuck? I would just approach every future conversation knowing what I know now. And so I wouldn't assume genders of who they're talking to or who they like. I wouldn't assume, you know what I mean? Like, I would just be more conscious.
You're gonna be like, any hot dates with any people?
Any men or women or non-gender conforming people? Like, I guess I would be more inclusive with my language.
Wow.
I guess I would just be that, you know, those parents that are just like, they know their kid is gay and so they like.
No, my parents had no idea. So
well,
I don't
you know,
know
my parents. I would be like that, where it's just like, I make sure that
your
they know that
partner
I am.
Your partner someday.
Right. I would make sure that they know through my language and my actions that I am super inclusive.
Write
to the
bi letter.
Identity. See, we are two different people, and that is the beauty of our advice.
I can't believe our first argument slash disagreement ever.
I can't believe it.
I can't
no,
believe
we
it.
Argued about eating ass. You said you only Roman numerals. I said use letters with your tongue.
I said cursive. You said normal.
I said Comic Sans. You have to write on the asshole with your tongue.
Wingdings 3.
Wingdings 3. The smiley face.
You said Times New Roman bowl.
I said hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
That was hard to get out. If you could, you know when somebody would draw on your back and you had to guess what they were drawing?
Yeah.
I would always purposely guess wrong so that they have to keep drawing.
That's the game you do when someone's eating your ass.
I say, tell me what you think
you're
I'm
like,
drawing.
They're like, what letter is this? And you're like,
I wrote Bush did 9/11. That's the number one tip. If you're looking to eat ass, just write out with your tongue on their butthole, yeah. Bush did 9/11.
Well,
and
you
then
know,
and the slash between 9 and 11 really does the
well,
job.
Well, you know how they say for like The Secret, you're supposed to like write what you want.
Oh, that's a good
this
that's
is
a good
time
to really put out into the
what
universe.
You want.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a double whammy. It's like you not only do you get to eat
I want
to
be
but
a millionaire,
you also
you're
get
spelling
to,
it
yes,
while eating ass.
You put that out.
There you go.
Wow. I think we're life coaches. I think that's what I just realized.
Officially nailed it.
Officially.
Officially nailed it. So what do you think Jay's going to do, my advice or your advice?
Only time will tell. Jay, best of luck.
Now I'm going to have to refine this email and like tell them to let us know.
Did they say they work at a barista? Did I make that up?
I'm picturing a Starbucks employee.
Oh my
this
God!
I was picturing,
you know, Schuller's Books in Okemos, yeah. That little cafe.
That's where you were picturing.
I imagined them.
I literally was like,
I imagined them the next morning being like, hey.
A Starbucks on campus at Michigan State.
Wow.
And then being like, do to do.
Maybe somebody.
Do Starbucks employees have team bonding or whatever?
I don't know. Sometimes.
Well, I think that was it. That's a whole 30 minutes.
Well, I think we really changed the world today.
We didn't even preface this episode with the fact that we're not
professionals. I think people got the gist of that real quick.
Or telling them that they can always email us questions to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
I hope everyone has a fabulous Pride Month. I hope you feel unashamed, unafraid, surrounded by love and community. What I like about this is we are a family for each other. We have each other's backs. We don't have all the answers, but maybe with our family, we can help each other out. Because I feel like when you're growing up and you're figuring things out, sometimes you feel ostracized and in your own little moment, and you're like, I can't ask my straight friends and family about
eating ass.
That. But you can always come to your chosen family, and your chosen family to me is your LGBTQ+ brothers and sisters and siblings. So thanks for submitting questions. Continue to do so. And how can they email it again?
Psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. And also, just so you know, I did just Google how to eat ass.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a comprehensive article came up.
Maybe tweet it from the Psychobabble Twitter account. No context. Only people that are caught up will know why we're tweeting it. Or they would just assume, well, it's Corey and Tyler. So,
well, now I'm just...
Oh, you're God. Researching?
The three bullet points I just
will
read.
Will you give me
this?
A spark notes?
Yeah. One said, you didn't keep it clean. And there's a line that says, home of the big mess.
Oh, my God.
The second one says, did you forget to trim your nails?
Oh, I saw a picture on Tumblr that was like, when you meet a hot girl and then somebody clipping their fingernails. And I was like, I don't get it. But then it was about lesbians.
Oh.
And I had to read the comments of it, and they were like, gay men reblogging this, having no clue what the hell. But I'm like, I think I do relate. I just pull off all my fingernails. That's why I only have 9 toenails.
Gotta go.
Anyway, okay, good luck with your lives. Bye.
Looking to get the most out of your money, time, and even better, your points and miles? I'm Chris Hutchins. I'm a lifelong optimizer, and I've sold 2 companies, racked up millions of points, and traveled the world to over 60 countries almost always for free. And I host All the Hacks, an award-winning podcast trusted by more than 1 million listeners that turns big ideas into quick tactical moves you can start using today to upgrade your life, money, and travel. Recent episodes have covered how to book business class seats for economy prices, how to make an easy $3,000 a month from online deals, and tiny habits that you can use to buy back hours of your time each week. There's no fluff in the show. It's just proven playbooks to travel better, spend smarter, and design a life you're excited about. So search All the Hacks, that's All the Hacks, in your podcast app, hit follow, and start upgrading your life today.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.